This is the B-Team Podcast, a daily recap of what you missed this morning on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96,
a Boswell Media station.
Join us here for behind-the-scenes information, exclusive show content, and more. Listen live at kicks96news.com.
To become a sponsor, appear as a guest on the show, or for more information, contact them at btpodcastms@gmail.com.
Allow myself to introduce myself.
Brian Bemo Montgomery.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
Rick Riley.
Don't everybody thank me at once.
This is the B-Team Podcast.
The B-Team Podcast.
We're here.
It's the B-Team Podcast on the 17th day of December, which means we are 8 days away.
From Christmas.
He who is Brother Bryke to my right, as always. And, of course, the B-Team Podcast is a rebroadcast of some of the fun-filled things that you get to hear weekday mornings on Breezy 101, your home for The Breakfast Show, and Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96, BMO in the morning, which you can hear weekdays on Kicks 96.7 FM. Wow. That's all I can say. Wow, wow, wow. Brother Breck and I had the opportunity to go to Starkville last night and visit some of the old stomping grounds, and it was funny because we went to Mississippi State. I took Mason, and I was looking for a book. So I said, Mason, see if there's a Barnes & Nobles anywhere.
There's one on campus.
In, you know, Starkville. And there was.
Yeah.
Next to the stadium.
Yeah.
On the campus. And they had nothing but school books. They had some books.
Yeah, they have a few books in there. I think I bought a book in there before. But
I was looking for Mox, the autobiography on John Moxley, who is a AEW wrestler formerly known as Dean Ambrose in the WWE. And I wanted to see The List of Jericho. I was looking for that book, which is a book about every match he's ever had. Because, believe it or not, he's actually taken notes on every match he's ever had, and it's in a book.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
And I love Jericho. I mean, he is the epitome of everything I wanted to be growing up, which was a professional wrestler and a rock and roll star. He's got that band Fozzy. And, oh, dude, he's also into scary movies. And he would just, to me, be the coolest interview I can imagine possible, short of Ric Flair.
Yeah.
The problem with Flair is you won't be able to get a word in edgewise. You'll ask him three questions and you'll talk for 3 hours.
Yeah.
That's it. Because Rick goes, he just goes. But again, we welcome you. We thank you so much for tuning in. Again, if it's your first time, subscribe. If it's your second, third, or fourth, as Brother Breck likes to say, there's meetings every other Tuesday. And the first step to recovery is
admitting you have a problem.
So there you go. Of course, last night we went to the opening night of Spider-Man No Way Home. No spoilers. Not going to get into too much on it, but I will tell you this. Both very pleased. And it was funny because I came in with expectations, which is something I don't do, but I did. And I wasn't disappointed.
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it. Thought they did a good job of kind of tying it all together.
Yes.
And, you know, kind of explaining, you know, what happened. Because someone asked me that. They're like, is it just like a out there comic book type story? I'm like, yeah, I mean, it is, but I mean, they actually have some, you know, they explain it well enough.
Without giving too much away, the one thing that I will say about that movie that I loved is we finally get to see something in this movie that we didn't get to see prior to it, that Toby's character went through, Andrew Garfield's character went through, and I guess you could say that he did have to experience something. And I guess he could have, you know, in Infinity War's Endgame, but that was more of a respect of an idol or a hero.
Yeah.
But he hadn't had to deal with that on a personal level, at least not that we had seen in the movies. And last night he got to, and as far as things that we got to see last night in the trailers, Morbius looks lit. It just does.
That's a Sony movie.
I'm excited about that. Very excited about that. And then, of course, something we didn't have a trailer for, but they had movie posters for as we were walking in, Batman.
Yeah, the Batman.
Yes, and I was laughing because Mason was talking about how excited he was for this one, but he was going to have a hard time topping Christian Bale. And I told him, I said, dude, now you're going to go through what I went through growing up, because my Batman was Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
Yes, I went to see all the others, but you get into this debate as to who was the best. Who was the best? We argued about Superman. You know, Christopher Reeve, good-looking guy, kind of muscular,
yeah,
but nowhere near the physical build or had the physical prowess that Henry had.
Yeah.
And the Man of Steel movies and the Justice League. But I told him, I said, now you're going to go through what I went through when you hear all your little teeny bopper friends and all your... What's the name of the kid that's playing that he was in the Twilight movies?
Oh, yeah. Edward Cullen guy from Twilight.
Yeah, him.
Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, so yeah. Robert's now going to be this Batman. The one thing that I haven't seen in any Batman on a consistent basis is something very simple. Batman is always Batman. His alter ego is Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Mm. You know, Clark Kent, you can put glasses on him. His alter ego is Clark Kent.
Yeah.
You know, but Batman is Batman. His alter ego, normally it's Bruce Wayne and an alter ego Batman. Clark Kent, alter ego Superman. But the Batman movies, what I've always wanted to see was a not necessarily dark Bruce Wayne, but someone not as flamboyant or the playboy or the goofy drunk guy. Why can't Bruce Wayne be a shrewd businessman and, you know...
Now, this one's supposed to be like where Batman's only like in his second year as mm-hmm. Batman, second or third year. So this one's going to be, you know, where he's a younger Batman. So, you know, he won't be as, I guess he might not be as flamboyant because he's a young guy.
Well, I'm kind of curious to see what they're going to do because like Mason was talking about last night, you know, this is emo Batman. I just want to see darkness. And I'm imagining that if you'd gone through the experience of the training that he endured, the loss of your parents and... You know, taking over things. I thought Bruce Wayne should always be more focused. Never had a problem with any of them playing Batman. And I mean, with the exception of Clooney.
Ew.
Ugh, yeah, ew. No. Val Kilmer, even. Ugh, yeah, no. No. But I'm curious to see what's going to happen. It's just me. And I'm hoping that they don't. I have a feeling that it might not happen. And if it doesn't, I'm happy with it. I don't want to see an introduction of Robin. And then we started.
Well, he can't because he's. I mean,
he's only the second year.
Yeah, he's young.
Yeah, because technically in the comics, he became Batman at 22, 23. I mean, it'd be kind of hard to adopt a ward at 23. It's like.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not your kid. That's your little brother.
Yeah, he's supposed to be. It's like second or third year. I don't remember which one, but I know it's supposed to be like an early version of Batman.
On the previews that we saw last night, The Matrix Reloaded. Or Revisited, or whatever the hell they're calling this one.
I don't know.
I don't understand that, but again, you know.
Resurrection.
Maybe. Resurrection. Yeah, because he died in the last one.
Yeah, and I never even saw the third one, because I heard it wasn't that good.
Oh, I mean, they tied up.
The original Matrix, which is really good.
Yeah, the second one was good.
Yeah, the second one was okay. I never watched the third one.
But when you look at what's been done, and you look at storylines and things of that nature... Is there a storyline that you remember growing up that you wish they had turned into a motion picture film? Because I love the idea and the premise of Infinity Wars. I thought that was great.
They did mine in X-Men, Days of Future Past, the time travel stuff.
Yeah.
They did that. That was my favorite. So they already did that.
What I wanted to see was, do you remember the Secret Wars?
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to see that done. And I would have loved to have seen... The death in the family in a motion picture sense.
Yeah.
And I guess technically, if you think about it, it's been done on television. I don't know if you've ever watched Titans, which is now on HBO Max.
Oh, well, but, yeah, I didn't watch. I watched Under the Red Hood, Batman Under the Red Hood.
Yeah, that was always interesting.
I mean, that's a cartoon.
But I would have loved to have seen, and I guess they kind of had it, but I would have loved to have seen the introduction of Venom coming out of the Secret Wars into the way that it broke down in the books, leading into Maximum Carnage. Mm. Something else that I've never seen that I thought it was decent was, we need a new Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage didn't do that justice at all. It was stupid.
Yeah.
But There's just so many of them. They were talking about Fantastic Four. Yeah, no, that was dumb. Ew. Yeah, that's...
All of them are bad.
And the Silver Surfer.
The Silver Surfer, he's a cool character.
Yeah, but I'm just saying I'd like to see something with that. I don't know. Anyway, stick around. Coming up, we'll take our social subjects under consideration as far as our questions of the day. And Tim McGraw, taking time away from his filming of 1883. We'll talk to him as he talks about what he misses about touring, recording a new album, and more. All that's coming up for you right here on the B-Team Podcast.
This is the B-Team Podcast, sponsored by Mammoth Power Company. The official workout gear of the B-Team Podcast. Get your gear at mammothpowercompany.com.
It's the B-Team Podcast. We thank you again for tuning in today. Again, we invite you to tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a coworker, tell somebody that you just met on the street. But spread the gospel and the word of the Book of B. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a religious experience now.
It's something.
Because some of y'all will listen to this and go, oh, Lord. Be with these two boys.
Gotta get some prayer in.
These people have problems. But again, we thank you so much for tuning in today. If you haven't done so already, make sure you check out the social media pages. You'll find that at B Team Podcast MS. Just go at B Team Podcast MS. You'll see that there for you. But again, lots of good things are happening. We are so excited about 2022. And I got a feeling it's going to be the year. It's going to be a good year. Look at some of the things that we've accomplished so far, and I'm excited. I truly, truly am excited and looking forward to even bigger and better things. 2021, interesting year, would you say?
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a lot of changes, and I just sit here and shake my head at some of them and going, man, how in the hell did we get through this? But again, it's just what we do. And I wanted to say a special thank you before I forget to Tyler last night at the theater for coming over and introducing himself. And we hope that you're enjoying the podcast as well. Checking our social media subjects today, we ask you, what word do men hate being called the most?
So, like from men or women?
We just, doesn't matter. What word does a man hate being called more than anything?
There's a lot of things, like, because if it's Hulk Hogan and he calls your brother, it's cool. But if it's a girl and calls your brother, you don't want to hear that.
That's true.
Or if it's like, if it's one of your guy friends and he calls you buddy, it's cool. Yeah. But if it's some jerk at a bar and says, hey, buddy,
oh,
not cool.
Oh, no, that's... Right? So, I mean,
there's context that has to be involved here.
And inflection. I mean, you know, that kind of buddy makes you want to get up, stomp a mud hole in someone's ass and walk it dry. We did have a couple. Jody Ross said, lazy. Mm-hmm. And we asked, what's a movie that you have seen more than 7 times? She said, Forrest Gump. And we also asked, if you can remember, who was your first celebrity crush? To which she responded, Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Princess Leia.
Carrie Fisher was yours? That was your...
Return of the Jedi, Princess Leia.
Oh. Hey, it was everybody's. I mean, that slave costume.
Oh, no.
You know, and I've seen other people wear it, and God bless them. It's like spandex. One size does not fit all. I'm just saying. Take it from someone who's large and in charge, I would not rock that. We were talking about what word do men hate being called most. I'm going to say it, and I can't stand it. And if you want to push my button, call me Dick. I'm just saying. Now, Richard is my name, but don't call me Dick, because I will just blow up, and it ain't pretty.
Oh, yeah, like there's a guy on our website who's like, I got a bolo out for him, and his name is Richard Rash.
Yeah.
So his name is Dick Rash.
I guess. What movie have I seen more than 7 times? Rocky. Rocky comes to mind first and foremost.
We got a bunch of them.
What would you say the most popular of your more than
Star seen Wars: A New Hope?
Yeah,
that stuff. Empire Strikes Back, Lord of the Rings, Rocky, Wedding Crashers, The Hangover, Tropic Thunder. Probably Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
You know, Ghostbusters. You know, a lot of these Christmas movies that, you know, you watch every, Home Alone.
Yeah.
You know, Home Alone 2. Those, you know, watch them every year. Die Hard. You know, that kind of situation.
Miss Sherry said that the word that men hate being called more than anything is X name. Movie she's seen more than seven times was Dirty Dancing, and her first celebrity crush was Patrick Swayze. I mean, he was a cool cat. You look at some of the movies he was in, and, you know, those are...
Roadhouse.
Yeah. I mean, they were just badass. You got Roadhouse, you've got...
Point Break,
Ghost. You've got...
Ditto.
Ditto, definitely ditto. Red Dawn. Then you add... The Outsiders, which was probably my favorite movie he was ever in, but that movie had everybody in it. C. Thomas Howell, Tom Cruise.
Soul Man.
Yeah. I wonder if that boy resents that movie to this day.
That's what I see. Every time I see him in something, I'm like, that's Soul Man.
Yeah, I just don't get it. Some of our other responses to, and I'm shocked you didn't say this, the celebrity crushes was Natalie Portman.
That wouldn't be my first.
No, but I'm saying, but, you know, I'm shocked that she wasn't mentioned in there.
No.
Winnie Cooper from The Wonder Years was mentioned.
Okay, yeah. No, I mean, I have my three. It goes Princess Leia, Kelly Kapowski, and then Topanga from Boy Meets World. There's three right there.
Other answers included Christie Brinkley.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Kathy Ireland.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Blast from the Past. Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Yeah, Kelly Kapowski.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tom Selleck and...
the Mustang. Mr. Baseball.
Yes.
Or probably Magnum P.I., I would guess.
Yeah. And then Paul Rudd.
Oh, wow. Paul Rudd, okay.
Well, he has been named the sexiest man alive.
I guess this was a younger person that did this, because I'm thinking Paul Rudd, first movie was Clueless.
Yeah. And, 96. So. That's the movie that they referenced from. Yeah.
Was any gay in that movie?
I haven't
seen it since it came out. Oh. Maybe it's the guy that wrote that. I don't know.
In other news, I was checking this out. They ranked states from 1 through 50 as the safest place to live during COVID. This new survey examined the safest place in the United States to live during the ongoing pandemic. The study measured 5 key metrics: health and safety, transmission rates, rate of positive tests, COVID hospitalizations and death, and a portion of the state residents receiving the vaccine.
That'd be like Montana or Wyoming, somewhere like that.
No, this will blow your mind.
What?
The safest place to live to avoid the virus isn't even a state.
What was it, Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, of all places.
That's bull.
Yeah. California, also bull. Hawaii, Maryland, Florida, Connecticut, Vermont, Massachusetts. I have to say that Massachusetts.
All these places are like heavily populated.
Exactly.
It's dumb.
Yeah. Rhode Island.
It's got to be like Montana or Wyoming because there's nobody lives there.
And number 10, New Jersey. Now, Wyoming came in at. Where is Wyoming?
You know, it's probably the only thing that could be is because they didn't get the vaccine because there's nobody there. They don't need it. There's like one person per square mile in Wyoming. The place is freaking massive. And there's nobody there.
Well, California, maybe from a standpoint, because they just locked everybody down. You couldn't go outside your house without somebody stopping at. Where are you going? Where are you going? But ask me where Mississippi came in out of 51 states.
51?
No. Oh. 25.
Oh.
Last on the list, the state of Indiana.
Sad.
Kentucky, Wyoming, Arizona, Ohio, Michigan, Montana, North Dakota, Kansas, Tennessee, South Dakota, and Minnesota in reverse order from 40 through 50.
I mean, you got to think that, like, you would think places with smaller populations would be better, obviously,
because
there's not as many people.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I don't know how they deal with, you know, resources and, you know, healthcare and all of that and, you know, your vaccine. Great. I still think Wyoming and Montana and those places, because literally there's
nobody there.
Yeah, there's literally no one there. And like your closest neighbor is like 3 miles away. Yeah. You just hang out. Yeah. And you can shoot all your food that you need, because out there, deer just come up in your front yard, hang out. You can pet them.
That's crazy. This will blow your mind. Somebody stole a bridge in Ohio. How do you steal a 58-foot long pedestrian bridge,
David
Akron.
David Copperfield?
They haven't questioned him yet. But the thieves first removed the brush that had grown around the bridge. The deck boards were then stolen, followed by the frame and the sides a week later. So they went out 3 times to steal this bridge.
Wow.
The bridge is worth $40,000.
Wow.
That's crazy. A young woman in Detroit received a scratch-off ticket for her birthday gift. Ready for this?
Yeah.
Won $1 million playing the Michigan Lottery Jumbo Cash Instant Game.
And then the person that gave her the gift is going to, like, pissed and want some money?
No.
It's usually how it goes.
No, she was given a $10 ticket, and the 68-year-old woman said her brother bought her the ticket for her birthday every year. Was in complete
shock. Surely she'll give him something, right?
Oh, of course, it's her brother.
Well, it's like that. Remember that one, that waitress that got a Powerball ticket as a tip and ended up winning, and then the person that tipped it thought that they were entitled to some of the money.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, right?
She chose to receive her prize in a lump sum, walked out with $634,000.
There you go.
She said she plans to buy herself a new car and share the winnings with her family, which is pretty cool. Speaking of family, my family is going to be gathered around the TV on Sunday, which we usually are because it's Yellowstone night and Dexter night, and now it's going to be 1883 night. And I don't know if you've seen the previews for this. Are you, you're not, well, I guess you're kind of into Westerns.
Yeah, no, I'd rather watch the 1883 than I would Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Well, I love Westerns.
Yeah, Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, along with Sam Elliott, are starring in the prequel to Yellowstone. Tim McGraw is very excited about what lays ahead for him as far as getting back to performing live, a new album, and more. And he had this to say.
I missed it because, you know, over the last couple of years of COVID, I think I've probably done maybe 10 shows.
Uh-huh.
So for me, that's highly unusual because I'm always working and I'm always touring. And I love touring and I love the routine of touring.
Right.
I do look forward to getting back out on the road and look forward to that instant gratification because it's a different kind of energy. I mean, I love acting and I love the energy and what you get out of that, but it's a different kind of energy when you're playing live music.
Well, speaking of live music, have you had the opportunity to keep up with some of the other newer artists that are out there?
I love, you know, seeing new acts and going out on the side of the stage and watching what they do. So I really look forward to it. You know, Russell's going to bring a lot to the table.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we tried to put together a show and a tour that's just fun for everybody because everybody needs a release now. And everybody's looking for an outlet. And we just tried to put together a fun show.
So there you go. Timmy, back on the road. And I took a list at the 2022 tour dates that he has. It's a very limited amount. I'm hoping they'll add more on.
Anywhere close to us?
No. The closest is Atlanta.
Well, I'd consider that close.
Yeah.
But like Atlanta, Nashville, New Orleans, Little Rock, that's what I consider close. Yeah.
No, yeah. No Tennessee dates, no Mississippi dates. And, yeah, but it's going to be good to see him on tour again. He used to traditionally tour during the summer, but that, of course, is when the girls were out of school. Because he didn't like to be on the road when they weren't. I don't know if you heard about this or not, but I was going to ask you about it. A Christmas comet will appear in the evening sky throughout the rest of the year, but won't be back for 80,000 years.
Oh, wow.
The comet, commonly referred to as the Comet Leonard, will be visible from a backyard telescope or binoculars, and it may be visible to the naked eye under very clear conditions. Tonight would be a good opportunity to do that. So, if you spot the comet, it'll probably appear directly, they're saying, under Venus after sunset. Coming nights will be the only chance to see the comet Leonard as it will not swing past the Earth again for another 80,000 years. Why would they call it Leonard?
I don't know, man. Maybe it's like somebody's old uncle, Leonard.
Maybe that was the guy who discovered it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Personally, I was thinking that they'd name it after Star Wars or Star Trek, Comet Kenobi, which speaking of,
get down with that.
Yeah, which speaking of Kenobi, that miniseries is coming out next year.
Yeah,
do we have a time frame on that? Because I know the Book of Boba Fett is this month.
No time frame yet on Kenobi.
I'm excited though.
Definitely, people think that it might be on May the 4th.
Really,
just kind of makes sense. That's big Star Wars Day,
mm-hmm.
May the 4th. So that's what they're kind of thinking that it might be.
And do you see Disney doing that with the rest of their stuff? I mean, do you expect a motion picture anytime soon as far as Star Wars related?
They were supposed to do a Rogue Squadron movie, but it got delayed. Patty Jenkins, that directed Wonder Woman, was supposed to do Rogue Squadron.
Mm-hmm.
But that got delayed for some reason.
Well, I've just noticed.
Which is cool because her dad was like a fighter pilot.
Oh, that's even cooler.
Yeah, she was doing it.
Well, I've just noticed that a lot of Star Wars stuff now is being streamed.
Yeah, that's what they do. You're trying to drive subscriptions up and everything. You know, get more people to get that stuff. Same thing with Marvel with the with their TV shows like Hawkeye and Loki and Falcon and Winter Soldier and all that kind of stuff.
Out of the ones that they put out, did you enjoy one more so than another?
I still haven't watched Loki yet, but
I haven't seen it either.
I'm a big fan of Tom Hiddleston as Loki.
And of course, all this would have to happen prior to Infinity.
Yeah, let's see. Hawkeye, I haven't watched it, but I think I might watch it this weekend. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I think the final episode comes out today or tomorrow, so I can just watch all of them, be done with it.
Are you one of those people that doesn't watch a series weekly? What was the last one that you watched week to week to week to week?
Ted Lasso.
Really?
Or the one on Hulu about the OxyContin.
Yes.
Dope Sick.
Yes.
Dope Sick.
Dope Sick.
That was only a week-to-week thing. But, I mean, I didn't come in when it first started, so I got to watch, the first three episodes back-to-back, or first three or four, and then I started following it week-to-week. But Ted Lasso, season two of Ted Lasso, because I came in when season one was already online, so I watched all of that, and then when season two came out, and watched it week-to-week. This is a good show. Ted Lasso is a really good show.
Well, of course, with today being the 17th day of December, a lot of birthdays happened today. Pope Francis turns 85. Looking here, Mila Jojovich. I can't believe she's 46.
Why not?
Emma Bell from The Walking Dead is 35. Ernie Hudson from Ghostbusters, 76. Looking at Joel Brooks from Six Feet Under, 72 years old. Bill Pullman from Independence Day is 68. He's probably one of my favorite actors that you don't hear a lot of.
Lone Star.
Yes. Manny Pacquiao turns 43. And in the world of music, Paul Rogers from Free and Bad Company.
Bad Company.
And I Won't Deny Him.
And Queen.
Yes.
He was a singer for Queen on tour for a little bit.
And the drinking bone is connected to the party bone. And speaking of party bones, celebrating his 55th birthday, country singer Tracy Byrd.
Tracy Byrd.
Well, that's going to put a fork in us. We are done for this week. Looking forward to next week. Anything particular that you're hoping Santa Claus brings you?
Socks and underwear.
As someone once said, keep your expectations low.
We'll never get disappointed.
There you go. Enjoy the rest of your day. We are done. Say goodbye, Brother Breck.
Goodbye, Brother Breck.
You've been listening to the B-Team Podcast. Catch BMO and Breck weekday mornings on Mississippi's Superstar Country, Kicks 96.
A Boswell Media station.
Listen live at kicks96news.com.
To become a sponsor, the viewers and guests on the show, or for more information, contact them at bteampodcastms@gmail.com.